Welcome to Live, Behind the Veil, an atmosphere where men and women of God speak His Word to this age and bring His kingdom to this earth. Do you have ears to hear and eyes to see what God is doing in this hour? Let us join our host and the family's conversation as the Holy Spirit is unfolding the Word behind the veil.
We are born into this day of Christ in the earth. It's Christ in you, the hope of glory. I'm Ron, your host, and this podcast is part two of a three-part series in which the family talks about the amazing revelation of Christ in His Word.
We are born into this day of Christ in the earth, a day of Christ in you, the hope of glory. As we become aware of that flow of the Holy Spirit through the Scriptures, we're born into the level that Holy Spirit is speaking to you. And that's a beginning. A beginning will increase. The more you read, the more He's going to speak to you. You can go over the same scripture every day, and He is faithful to show you more because you're able to handle it. Right. You can grow. It's something that you will do all the days of your life.
The Lord said in the Word, I'm the beginning and the end. I'm the Alpha and the Omega. I mean, there's no beginning to Him. There's no ending to Him. And the only way to get to know Him is through this Word. When you want to have a cry to know the Lord, the best way to know Him is to get into the Word. And getting into the Word doesn't mean you have to be into page upon page or chapter upon chapter. You could read a few verses and the Lord can meet you, make Himself known to you in a whole new way. Or perhaps if you have a need, you open the Word and you're reading through the Word and the Lord meets you there. And the Lord ministers to you an awareness how you're to look at the situation, how to think, how to relate, to get His heart, His thinking, His mind. But the Holy Spirit teaches us all things through the Word. Maybe you're just a new Christian and you're not knowing exactly what to read or how to get into it. You just open up the scriptures to John or to one of the Gospels and start reading. And the Lord will meet you. The Lord will meet you wherever you're at, because that's His promise. He's going to be with you. He's going to meet you. He's going to get to know you, and you're going to get to know Him.
You know, I would also recommend find a course or something that shows you how to read like the Old Testament in a year. If you don't have the foundation of the Scripture, then the Holy Spirit is limited in what He can recall to your memory. But if you've read the Old Testament or even throughout Paul or any of the other Gospels, the Holy Spirit can say, go to Zechariah, look up chapter 3 and see how it correlates. When I get into the Word, man, I can't stop. I have to continue because I get a thread and the Holy Spirit will say, wait, look it over here in Habakkuk. It's so alive. It should be the same thing Jesus experienced, that He only did what He saw the Father doing and He only spoke what He heard the Father speaking. Where did the Father speak to Him? He wasn't necessarily some psychic dude that was just tuned into the right frequencies. He read. He knew. He said, these scriptures speak of me.
Yes.
Everything speaks of Him. You find so many things that are just a revelation of how God is speaking today. We should find who we are in the scriptures, just the same as Jesus did as he was growing up.
Never compare this book with other books.
No.
Comparisons are dangerous. Never think or never say that this book contains the Word of God. It is the Word of God. It is supernatural in origin, eternal in duration, inexpressible in value, infinite in scope, regenerative in power, infallible in authority, universal in interest, personal in application, inspired in totality. Read it through, write it down, pray it in, work it out, and then pass it on.
Mm-hmm.
Smith Wigglesworth is telling us to pray the Word into existence, to work it out in our lives. Everything that we are, everything that we believe, stems and grows from the reality that the Scriptures are the Word of God.
You get a lot of people out there that will memorize the Scripture, and that's not so bad. But what are you going to use it for? A lot of these people, they'll use it to beat you down with it when it was meant to bring life to you.
Mm-hmm.
It was meant to bring forth people, not to beat them down.
That's the truth.
So when you read the Word, look for the life that's in it, because that life is what's going to give life to you and to others.
Right, right.
In everything that you do.
You made a statement. What are you going to do with the Scriptures that you memorize? Well, honestly, you don't do anything with it because it's not yours to deal with.
Right.
It was yours to appropriate and let the Holy Spirit use that Word
right.
in you
right.
as He chooses and when He chooses to speak or to move. That is the big problem. If people study the Scriptures to prove a point or to prove that, you know, they're more spiritual or whatever, whatever they use the Scriptures to do, they're using the Scriptures, and that is never the point. You don't No. use God. God uses you.
Correct. Yeah. You have people who, they just talk about the Bible. They talk about the stories. And you don't hear of many people speaking the Word of God into situations. Like Ed said, it's not a book to use to beat someone down with, it's meant to build somebody up with. You know, like Smith Wigglesworth, he would read for hours aloud because it gives it more impetus and it gives more recall.
Right.
The Word became flesh. Let's see the Word become flesh today in people throughout this earth.
Right.
Hopefully this podcast stirs people to want to know the Word so much that it's the Word of God coming through them, not talking about what God did.
Yes.
Because this podcast, I hope, is listened to by people of all ages.
Mm-hmm.
I know there was a generation, or many generations, who memorized the Scriptures.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there is great value in that.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Because they're in your mind now.
Yeah, it's written on your heart.
The next step is what you're saying, Deb, is you open up the book and, oh yeah, I know this scripture, and you close the book and you recite it. And the Holy Spirit brings it to light to you.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden you will say, now I know what this means. And that library that you mm-hmm. stowed away in your mind
right.
is now transferred to your heart because the Holy Spirit has spoke that to you. There were a lot of those people who memorized those scriptures because that's all they had to express their love of the Lord. Nobody come along and talk to them about the Holy Spirit and how the Holy Spirit can make the Bible come alive. It's all about God trying to communicate to us.
Experiencing the impartation of God's Word through His family is life. Has this time in His presence blessed you? Then please subscribe to our podcast at livebehindtheveil.com. If you would like to contact the family with questions or topics that you would like discussed, you can email them to livingepistles@livebehindtheveil.com. Stay connected, tuned in, and grow with the family as the Lord unveils His Word to us live behind the veil.